We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem, Mishnah ben Yaakov, ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. The Torah says in Devarim Yud Gimel, Ki Yisusecha Achicha Vasei Selim, or if you have one Jew incites another Jew to worship Avodah Zarah Ne'elecha, V'na'avdei Elohim Achirim. So the Torah there says, you can't listen to him, obviously. And then it says, V'lo Sachos Einecha Olav, V'lo Sachmo V'lo Sachasei Olav. Can't have any rachmanis, any compassion on this mesis, on one who incites, ki harog targa, and he should surely be killed, usakal toba avanim vames, and he should be stoned. So we mentioned in Mishnah Dalet already that the mesis, the one who incites an individual to worship Avodah Zarah, so he's chayv, going to be chayv skila. But there's a unique halacha, and that is, it says, don't have compassion on him. That teaches us that he doesn't need any hasra. He can be killed by the testimony of two witnesses, even without the witnesses typically giving a hasra. Hasra, as they normally, in order to kill someone through Mises Basin, you have to warn them, you know, you can't, let's say, Chil Shabbos, you can't, cut the grass. If you cut the grass, you're doing this malachi, b'chayiv misu, b'chayiv skila, and he says, I'm doing it anyway, so then that's a hasra, that's a warning, and he's chayiv misa. But when it comes to the mesis, no, he doesn't need any hasra whatsoever. Says the Mishnah, ha-mesis ze-hedyot, ha-mesis is a hedyot. This refers to an ordinary person who is inciting an ordinary person. We'll see a little bit what that means. Right now, it simply means that he's not now trying to incite in a whole city to worship Avodah Zarah, which turns into an Ir Hanidachas, who is called a Mediach, but this is the Mesis. Amar lo, if he says to him, Yesh Yira b'makom ploni, there's a God in this particular place. Kach Ocheles, this is the way it eats. Kach Shosa, this is the way this God, this idol, drinks. Kach Mitiva, this is how it does good for those who listen to him, who worship it. Kach Miriah, this is how it punishes those who don't worship it. That is the type of that's what a mesis typically would tell someone, and the Mishnah says kol chayame miso shabatora ein machminin alehen chutz mizo. So we said, as we mentioned, that there's no hasra, but it's more than just that there's no hasra, that we don't have rachmanas, that we don't have to give him hasra, but machminin, we can have people lie in secret, like an ambush, to try to catch him in the act of inciting someone, and we'll explain how that is. If a person, a mesis, says to two people, let's say, let's go worship other gods, and they themselves can be the Edim, they don't have to warn him, as we said, and the Vinoso, the based him, so they came into the base, and based on the testimony, we give him Skila. But what about Amar La'echa? Let's say you don't have to wait. A mesis goes to one person and says, you want to come worship idols? And of course, one aid is not sufficient. Hu omer, yesh li chaveirim. So this aid is a smart guy. He says, I have other friends who wrote to Mikacha, maybe interested in hearing what you have to say. Why don't you come and share with us a little about it, the Avodah Zarah, with all of us. Im hayat, and then we'll have potentially at least two aid. Im hayat arum, but if this mesis is a smart guy, he says, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to aid him who can testify against me. I'm not going to speak in front of everybody. So then the person who heard him, who listened to the mesis the first time, has a plan. Then what he can do is he can have witnesses lie in ambush behind a gate, behind a fence, v'hu omrelo, and the nisas says to the mesis, the one who is the victim, can say to the one who is inciting him, emor masha amartali b'yichud, why don't you tell me yichud, they mean, why can you clarify what you told me, that first time around about the idol, or maybe b'yichud means, no, now we're really alone, I need you to review once again about, tell me a little bit about this idol, don't worry, we're all alone, v'halo omrelo, and the mesis says it to him, thinking they're alone, v'hu Omer lo, and he says to him, Heich na niach es elokeinu shebashamayim, how could we leave our garden in heaven, and worship wood and stones? Im chozer bo harezimuta, if the mesis says, you're right, we shouldn't be wishing Rabbi Dazara, so then that's fine, that's wonderful, and in fact, even if he's quiet, he's going to be pater. But in Amar, but the mesis then says, kachi chovaseinu, now this is our obligation, kachi yafelanu, and this is going to be good for us in the long run. So then, what happens? Ha'omdin me'achore ha'geder, those who are hiding behind the fence the whole time and hear this whole conversation, mivino sola based in v'soklin oso, based on their edus. So this is how we get to edim, if the mesis is not interested in speaking about his avodah zarah in front of two people. Ha'omer e'evod, or elech ve'evod, or nelech v'na'avod. Person says, I'm going to worship idols, or I'm going to go and worship. Or let us go and worship. Or azabeach, I'm going to offer a sacrifice. Elech v'azabeach, I'm going to go. I am going to go and offer a sacrifice. Neilech v'azabeach, let us go and offer a sacrifice. Aktir, I'm going to bring incense. Elech v'aktir, I'm going to go and bring incense. Neilech v'aktir, let's go together and do so. And maybe aktir means bringing the offering. Nezabeach may just mean to slaughter the animal. Or anaseich, I'm going to pour wine for the avodah zarah. Eilech v'anasech, I'm going to go and do so. Neilech v'anasech, let's go together and pour wine. Eshtachaveh, I'm going to bow. Eilech v'ashtachaveh, neilech v'nishtachaveh. These are all languages of asasa, of being mesis, whether he's speaking about himself or whether he says about himself and includes others. Anyone who uses this language of hasasa is going to be chay of skila. Hamadiach, which we mentioned also in Mishneh Dalet, amongst those who get skila, not Mesis, but Madiach, Zeha Omer, that's where a person says to many people, Neilech v'na'avod avodah zarah. He says is in plural, and the idea of the Madiach is to try to bring the most of the city astray and turn a city into an Ir Hanidachas, for which we burn all of the possessions, and everyone is beheaded. Gets cherev, so that's a different. That's different than the mesis. Go back to the language at the beginning of the Mishnah. We mentioned that the mesis is a hedyot. Mesis is a hedyot. This is an ordinary person whose mesis, who incites an ordinary person. What does that mean? So the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph says that this is only a hedyot. Only a hedyot who incites is chayev skila, but a person who claims that he's the navi. I'm a prophet. I'm telling you that we're supposed to follow the avodah zarah. So such that navi, so to speak, is going to be chayv chenek. So that's what the Mishnah means. Hedyot only, but a person who claims to be a navi, so that person in the navi will get chenek, not skila. Not only that, the victim also has to be a hedyot. Hamesis is a hedyot. The Mishnah said, ze hedyot, hamesis is a hedyot. Sounds like the other person has to be a hedyot as well, which means only there do we say he is going to be chay of, only a yachid is where we say he's chay of skila, but the mesis is a rabbin, which we spoke about in the madiach and edachas, he, although he's inciting many people, he's chay of chenek. So the Gemara says, and if that's true though, then our Mishnah is following a minority opinion. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and not the opinion of the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim are of the opinion that a Navi that is Madiach others is not Chayv Chank, is going to be Chayv Skila. And not only that, Madiach Yeridachas, the Madiach of a whole city, although the people in the city get Cherev, he, the Madiach, is going to get Skila. Sounds like our Mishnah is not like the opinion of Chachamim, because the Mishnah mentions Hedyot HaMesis is a Hedyot. So that's one explanation of the Gemara, although another explanation of the Gemara says, no, in fact, the Chachamim can be the author of the Mishnah. How so? Mishnah mentions Hedyot. Hedyot doesn't mean an ordinary person versus a Navi, or an ordinary person versus a Madiach or whatever, or Yachid versus Rabin. No, it means a Hedyot means like a Hedyot, like idiot, like a Shote, which means the following. Anyone who's Mesis, someone from Avodah Zarah, he's like a Shote. And because he's like a Hedyot, a Shote, someone who's an idiot, we have the right to be lenient and to have people lie in wait in order to be Mechayev and Misa, even without Hasra. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Hedyot. We continue, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. HaMechashef. Who's the Mechashef? So in Parshas Mishpatim, we say Mechashef. The Torah says Mechashef follows Sechayeh. A Mechashef or a sorceress should not live. And for me, the Chacham teach us that that Lo Sechayeh teaches us that Yuchayev Skila, based on the, we have the Pasuk as well, we speak about a Mechashef. And on that list is the Ov and the Yudaoni, which are also types of magicians. And regarding them, it says, "Vish o isha ki yebahem Ov o Yudaoni mosi masu ba'evin yigimu osam." So there I have, if the Ov and Yudaoni types of magicians are going to receive skila. And the Mechashef is on that list. And the Mechashef is just the witch, is just the female. So it obviously means that she's going to get skila. Why did they mention mechashefa? Why do you mention that it's a female specifically? Because the Gemara says rov nashim mitzuyos bikshafim. Assuming at that time. Says the Mishnah like this: Hamechashef, who we say is included in those who are going to be punished with skila. What does that mean? Haosa maisa chayav. Person who does actual magic, actual sorcery, is going to be chayv skila, but not who's literally oches, takes hold of the eyes, where it appears that he's doing something, sleight of hand, and the like, so that is not someone who's going to be chayv skila. Whether that's prohibited, even though there's no chayv skila, some discussion about that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Shnayim Loktin Kishuin. You could have two people who are literally are gathering or plucking cucumbers or squash through magic, yet echad locate pater vechad locate chayv. One who's doing it is pater from skila, and one who's doing it is chayv skila. How so? They're both doing magic. So the answer is like this: Hosem Maise, one who's really doing it through kishuf. So chayv is chayv skila. Ha'oches is a naim. It makes it look like he's plucking cucumbers. Looks like he's moving. You know, it looks like they're plucking. It looks like they're moving from place to place. But in fact, they haven't been plucked at all. So then pater, they is going to be pater. According to the Rambam, it's pater of alasa, which means it's still an iser derabbanan to do sleight of hand. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't come to argue in the Tanakam. He just comes to explain. When Rabbi Akiva comes and says, "By the name of Yeshua, by the way, you could have two people who are collecting. Looks like they're moving cucumbers, they're plucking cucumbers. One is pata, one is chayim." That's not a machlokas with the Tanakhama. That's just explaining exactly what the Tanakhama meant.